The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I took part in two drive-by celebrations.
Jesus. Oh.
I was wondering how long it would take before Dave Hunter would have to participate in a drive-by celebration.
Yeah, and I'm surprised it took this long. He's doing a drive-in gala.
That's next. He's in his tux.
Yeah, they're doing a drive-in gala.
All dressed up fancy.
Yeah, I had two. Not one, but two
in one weekend.
So
this is the thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed it. Like, I'm amazed, as you said, it took this long for me to be a part of one. But so for weeks now, we've been noticing, like, horns.
Yeah.
Right?
All the time. I hear them, too.
Right? Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I'm not just me. I'm like, wow, what is this, like, really taking off, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing now, because you can't go to someone's house and gather at a big party to have a celebration for anyone, they arrange a drive-by. Like a parade of cars with all the friends who drive by and wave.
Happy birthday, celebration, whatever it is.
Yeah. And you honk.
Mm-hmm.
For adults, or this is just for little kids?
Everyone.
Oh, James. Really?
I think it started for kids.
I thought it was just for children.
I think it's supposed to be for kids. Too.
It started for kids, but it's expanded to everybody.
I'm with you, James.
It's a birthday, okay? Guess what? 365 days, they got another one, okay? You can have your friends over.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it.
My God.
I would not want a parade by my
house.
Well,
and see, I told you guys, my mom, I know my mom wouldn't want it. So she had her 70th, right, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I knew, like, once you know your audience, like I told Amber, never arrange a drive-by party for me ever.
She wants to.
Oh, I know. She's trying to think of something, I'm sure.
She's probably planned these for the other people.
Okay, Dave is the only one I would probably participate in because I know it would upset him.
That's the opposite of...
You would be out of my driveway.
I would beat that horn so hard.
Beep, 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 beep. Dave, 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 Dave. I changed my horn to scream Dave.
Yes.
Dave!
Check out my Dave horn! Dave!
That's so annoying.
Dave!
You never change it after that.
Could you imagine Dave's last vehicle in a parade with that horn that he had?
Oh my God,
it's like a fire truck.
Well, they would think it was like a national emergency.
It's a good thing you don't have that one anymore.
No, that would scare the poop out of people.
Yeah,
so you had to do two of these for adults.
Yeah, so one
was my God.
Friday. Okay, here's the thing, though. I know you guys don't approve of them, but to me, Chuck, I thought this is your ultimate celebration. Literally, you don't get out of your car, you wave, and you're done.
That's true.
Yeah. This is going to be how I do everything from now on.
Even if when things go back to normal and everyone's inside the party, you're just going to drive by and beep.
There's all sorts of stuff being planned behind the scenes in my life. You know, everyone wants to get everything back to normal. I'm going to be coaching baseball from my car.
There you go.
Your swing looks like crap. Megaphone.
Yeah.
I'm not getting out of the car anymore.
Everything's from the car.
I'm not.
No, Chuck, I thought of you in both situations. I'm like, Chuck, although he would think this is a horrible idea, he would love this because it takes...
How long did it take? Like 10 minutes?
15 minutes 15? Of my time.
There you
right?
go.
Oh, okay.
They were both close enough.
No one feels the need to be like, hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, happy birthday. Let's have a little talk. Let's have a little chit chat. People do that, though. Oh.
Well, they do. But in these two that I was in, there was pressure. There was so many people, there was pressure to move it along, right?
Oh, okay. Linger. Well, let's hope.
You can't linger. You got to honk, 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 honk. Hey, happy birthday. And go. Because people are behind you honking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd lay on the horn to those conversation starters. I'd be like, move it along. As long as I can be first, I'd be all right. Because I know with Chuck Luck, I'd be behind the 16 people that were like, how's your grandmother? How is everybody
exactly
feeling?
What
How are you doing? How are you coping right now? It's terrible, isn't it? I almost went to Ohio yesterday because they opened everything up. So I thought, why don't go to the beach there? Maybe there'll be an amusement park open sometime soon. So how is the pets? How are your fish? How are your ants?
Yeah.
Oh,
What would happen to you?
Like, I just ram somebody.
Like, I would get through. Dave would probably get through okay. And then there would be Chuck.
Yeah, of course. He'd be stuck. Back. He'd get stuck.
He'd be like, what happened to Chuck?
Well, oh, because you know what happened. I'd forget the stupid thing was even happening. And then someone would like call me and be like, dude, it's happening. The Honkathon. So then I'd have to, you know, I'm not taking a shower or anything for the Honkathon, but I'd get into the car and I'd show up and there's 25,000 cars. I'm like, why? Who knows this many people?
So this happened in a neighborhood right behind me, and you could kind of see through the trees and shrubs and all that. And I'm hearing, you know, all these honking, and then I could see all the people going by, but I'm having like cocktails in my backyard. And so I guess at that point, I'm like, that's so nice.
Oh, you got mine.
It's so nice. Oh, it's so sad that we have to do this now. This is what life's come to.
Oh, no.
Emotional Lisa came.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's beautiful. No. Lenny, it's beautiful. Listen to the horns. Beautiful.
Normally, I'd be like, what is this?
My God. I'm so glad that I had a birthday. And
oh, no,
I'm so glad.
We should have done that.
I am so glad.
We should have, damn it.
Oh, no one,
Chuck's birthday.
No one did it.
Oh,
that's amazing.
We're dumb. We've missed an opportunity.
That just means people know me.
No, but it would have been funny.
You know, they
wouldn't have been home probably or something.
He would never come up from his basement.
Yeah. I would never. I wouldn't come to the front door and be like, it is my birthday! It is my birthday! I'm so happy it's my birthday! Oh my God, now it's fine! Where's my cake? Do I have a can in the bag? I'm 45. Like, I'm gonna be fine. It's okay. I got like a couple texts. That's all. I'm like, oh, great. Later, man.
I don't know.
That's fine. That's all you need. You don't have to have your own personal parade.
You don't. You wouldn't be like,
no!
Oh, my own personal parade.
No.
A parade for me.
For me.
It's for them. I think it's for them. I don't think it's for me. I think it's like, I'm so goddamn bored. If I don't get out and give someone a goddamn parade in a minute, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. I have to go to Ohio.
What were the celebrations about?
Okay, so on Friday it was for a really good friend of ours, and like unbeknownst to him, it was a surprise, right?
Oh, somebody too, huh?
Right? Someone else took it on.
Did he not mind
to set it up? And it was very nice. It was very nice.
So it was a birthday.
It was a birthday. There was a ton of cars. Like, I had to say at least 40 cars.
And that's the other thing. Like, that guy gets, like, 40 cars, and you get, like, we get, like, five or something. You know what I mean? Like, how many people will come to our parade,
oh,
really?
I want two.
And then you get to feel bad about yourself. You're like, well, that guy has 40, and how many people are here?
I only like, four cars. I only like four cars.
So a four-car parade would be fine?
A four-car parade, I'd be like, yep, you're cool, you're cool, you're cool.
It's true, but still.
What are you?
It's unimpressive.
Get out of here. Get out of here, fifth car.
Doesn't that look sad, though, when you don't get a lot of people in your parade?
No, it's not, because that's real life. I don't want 25,000 friends. What am I going to do? What do I want to do? Shake hands with 25,000 friends? Give elbows or whatever we're going to have to do? Kick each other's feet? No.
And in that parade behind my house, I did hear a lot of what you're doing, like the, you know, hey, how are you?
Oh, my God.
How are the
four
kids?
Four people I can handle. I'd have a prepared speech. If I knew it was going to happen, I would just have a prepared, maybe even a recording.
A recording.
That I just play. I play it and
out
wave
the window.
Like, the pets are doing fine. The kids are terrible. My parents are great. But they're bored. All right, thank you so much.
You just wave from the window above.
I might have just, maybe I'll just set it up where it's a motion sensor. Just in case any car drives by, they'll get the whole spiel.
That's nice.
You could do it from your Ring. You could yell it out.
Oh, that's true. I could do it from right doorbell. The comfort of my phone.
Thanks
right
for coming by for my birthday party. Really appreciate it. Keep moving. Keep it moving.
Yep.
Thanks for coming by.
Not a bad idea, Lise.
Keep it moving. Hello. Good to see you, Mom. Move along. Bye-bye.
I'd be so pissed at my Ring doorbell because it would just
keep
sending
going
me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Someone's here.
Yeah.
So,
that was the other one.
So Friday was our good friend, and then Sunday it was actually our good friend's mom's her 80th, and they wanted to do something nice for her. So that was very nice. But it was Sunday.
Who's at the goddamn door? What is all this racket? All I want to do is have a nice day, not hear a bunch of noise.
That was at 10 a.m. So all I could think was, God. Oh my God, I hope no one's sleeping in this neighborhood.
10 a.m. is too early for a parade.
Well,
why at 10 a.m.?
Because an 80-year-old, that's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. I know, but still.
It's time for bed.
You got to think of other people.
That's what I said that to Amber as we're driving. I'm like, uh-oh. These neighbors are going to be pissed if they're trying just to get some sleep.
Oh, my one little God. Beep, beep.
I'll be honest. I haven't heard any of this in my neighborhood, which is good. That's a good thing.
You're like,
people are
just
not
nestled in your gaming room and you can't hear
No, I'd hear it. I hear it if there was, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
I was a part of those two. And then I kept hearing it all weekend long. Like, I thought there was just constant celebrations. But when we ended up going out yesterday, I saw there was a place down the street from us. They just put a sign up saying, hey, it's like
Bill's
25th birthday. Honk when you drive by.
Oh, my God.
That's so bad.
I know. It was there all weekend.
All weekend? You hear
all
a beep?
Weekend.
That was a great prank.
Let's do
that
it.
It's a great prank. So-and-so's birthday. Please honk as he drives
that's
by.
That's a great prank.
Put it on all your enemies' front lines.
Yeah.
No. All your enemies.
You're so right.
All your enemies.
Because if it was legitimate, I would have taken care of that. First cover of darkness. First cover of darkness. That's not staying up all weekend.
No.
Because you had to hear beeps all
that's
weekend.
That's not staying up all weekend.
And I thought it was constant celebrations. But it was just for this turns out to be this.
Oh my God,
guy.
I lost
it's
control
so
of my Jeep in the rain. Uh oh.
Why are people so annoying with this? Don't do that.
They're bored. Do nice things.
I know, but it annoys the rest of the world.
Trying to hold on to their old ways of celebrating life.
Yep.
Everybody wants life back to normal. I don't. I just want this to be everyone's life. I'm fine with it.
This is your normal life.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I can't believe how insane it's going to get once, like, we open everything up. Like, people are going to be running nude in the streets.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
I mean, it really is. I'm going to get invited to 10 million things.
Really?
You already know it. You already just because of, like, oh, my God, I've been picked up. I just want to have people over. I'm not doing anything, by the way. I'm not doing any of that.
But you never do. So that's what I'm saying. There's no
I mean, I have to. But this is the thing. There's going to be pressure, I think, because to go do stuff because everyone hasn't been able to do stuff, you know?
Our daughter turned 4, our friends set up for the local police and fire departments to come by like a legitimate parade. My daughter's response was, that was horrible for my ears.
Yeah, it was.
And it's a 4-year-old.
It's a child. Ear damage.
Yeah.
And someone else said they had to do a drive-by baby shower. And they actually just had a box set up on the corner for presents so you could drop off your present and drive by.
That would be my dream, baby shower.
That's what I'm saying. For some people, they would love this.
I would love that.
You're not going to play the baby
really likes
game?
No baby games.
No baby. No, who really likes a baby shower?
No one.
Nobody.
No one.
I mean, but
life's events you're forced to go to because you don't want to feel like an idiot.
Yeah, and it's people I really care about and I love. But I don't want to go.
Still, you don't
baby
want.
Shower.
Rather just drive by, drop off a gift, and go. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Honk, honk.
Here you go.
They
might prefer it too.
There's ups and downs for these things. I just think that for those that don't like parties, it's actually a savior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Takes like 15 minutes out of your day.
Yeah.
And you go on. Someone said my wife put out signs to honk for my 40th birthday 2 weeks ago. I had to hear people honking all day long.
You're 40. Here's the thing. Ha, 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 ha. Good luck with that. I mean, it makes you already feel bad. You turn 40. You're like, oh, no, my 30s are gone. And
is he confined to a wheelchair? Is he, what is this guy's problem? Because he tortured himself. Because let's just say I had someone put a sign. James came by and put a sign on.
I'll show you.
Right.
I hear a couple honks. I look out. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I've got a sign on my front. I walk outside. I pick the sign up and I go in. Now, I assume that James has 5 or 6 other signs that he's going to put up during the day.
Because
he knows me. But, you know, you can say, He liked, the guy liked it. I mean, I know you emailed and you're like, oh, it was terrible, but you left it up.
Right. Yeah.
I'd be like, get the sign down.
That's step one.
Yeah, that's step one.
I'm also going to camouflage the back of the sign so it might blend into your lawn and you won't realize the sign is there at first glance.
You'll actually put it on a lawn like two down. Like, yeah. Honk the horn in two houses.
Count down, two houses. Blare that horn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone said their neighbors had a sign out saying, honk and we drink. I wanted to lose it on them.
Yeah, I saw some people doing that outside. I was like, that would suck to live next to those people. Yeah. Like, just drink like everybody else.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Tell's your problem.
Annoying game.
You just want to be bombed, so just get bombed.
Get bombed.
They sit outside waiting for someone to honk, and when they honk, they drink.
I think they drink the whole time, but then someone goes by and honks. They're like,
yeah.
Everyone wants to make everything in life out of a game.
I know.
Everything.
I know.
It's a game.
But as Chuck said, I think people are getting really bored.
Yeah.
And are just looking for anything.
If a honk brings you such cheer.
I find honks annoying. Like a honk, and you're like, oh my God.
It touched me in my heart.
Oh, man. I'm more touched that it didn't happen for me.
For those who
know me.
Have been hearing a million honks in their neighborhood and wondering what the hell was going on.
It's Dave and his buddies.
It's me. I've been a part of every drive-by celebration.
Dave's party patrol.
Did Amber love it? I bet she loved it.
Well, she enjoyed it, yes. Yeah. She wanted to make sure that we were a part of it.
Yeah.
You know. Sounds like we really have to go to the drive-by.
Do you think there was someone in the window like, let me mark down whose cars are here.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. I never thought of like who showed, who didn't show.
Let's see. Oh, okay. That's
a whole
Dave track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope not, but you never know these days.
You discovered my personal parade.
Yeah. You weren't in my parade.
God damn it. I wanted to feel like Saddam Hussein.
So, although I'm sure there's lots of people listening right now that would love a birthday parade celebration, but
I can understand it for very young kids. Yeah. I don't really understand it for someone who's like 30, turning 33.
Or really old people, but really old people probably don't care.
They don't
like
want
my grandma
it.
Would never
they
want
don't
that.
Want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I knew my mom.
They don't want to be forced to do something.
Mm-mm.
So happy birthday. Drive by to anyone who has one.
Yeah, I wonder if companies will start.
Companies.
I
mean,
I guess it's like, too late now. But like, there should have been someone right at the forefront of this, being like, "Hey, book a personal parade, quick!"
Oh, like we'll put a whole parade together for you.
Exactly.
Hire a parade. How sad
like
is that?
You know,
I'm a parade organizer.
Exactly. Personal parade organizer.
Personal parade organizer.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the next pandemic.
There you go.
I'm ready.
Then you'll know. You'll judge personal parade company.
Yeah. Make money off these idiots.
Yeah.
I'll be the grand marshal for your company.
Oh, yeah.
Leading the way in the man thong.
Oh, God. Amazing. You're in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
On his toilet.
Hot. Erotic.
On his toilet.
Yeah, lead the way at the toilet.
Yeah, that's perfect, really.
Yes.
Here we go, everybody. We're approaching the birthday boy's house. Get your horns ready, everybody.
Make sure everyone follows the toilet.
Do not follow anybody else but the toilet. Follow the turn cruiser.
Someone texted saying one of their neighbors had a sign in front of their house that said, burnouts for my birthday. Point, they do burnouts in front of their house?
Yes.
Jeez. That'd be so even more annoying than honk.
Oh, my God.
Just lighting all those tires up.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed.
I'd be enraged.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool. Don't do burnouts for my birthday.
I love it.
That's a sign to make for your enemies.
It's my birthday for now. Yeah, you can't do that to anyone you love, unless they're a big fan of burnouts.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Two people robbed a Sheetz convenience store in Louisa, Virginia, and they covered their faces with hollowed out watermelons.
What? Oh, these guys are awesome.
That's awesome.
You can see their picture at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Seriously, you can see still shots of the surveillance video. They've both got large watermelons covering their heads with eye holes cut out. Incredible.
The melon boys.
They look like alien people from a distance.
I know. It's awesome.
Totally weird.
Looks, all you'd have to do is just twist the watermelon on their head just a tiny little bit, and they'd be...
They couldn't see a thing.
SOL.
They wouldn't be able to see a thing.
These guys are...
Well, the cops managed to figure out who one of them was, and they arrested him. They're still looking for the other one, though.
They figured it out.
They figured out one of the guys.
That's a crazy thing.
Well, they probably robbed a place they go to all the time. Isn't that how these guys usually do it?
I guess, yeah.
You know, you're such a moron, you put a watermelon on your head as a disguise, and then you go to the store that you always go to, and they're like,
hey, Nancy, empty the drawer.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you, empty the drawer.
Yeah.
Why are you here, Timmy?
This isn't Timmy.
Yeah, it is.
This is Tom. This is Tom.
Tommy.
I'm Tom. I'm in Big Tom, and I'm in charge, and I have a gun here. Empty out the register, lady. I do not know.
You know?
Your head would be so sticky.
Screw it up somehow.
Oh, God. I would hate to have my head inside a watermelon.
Yeah, it's terrible. You're a true blue psychopath if you put one of those on.
Oh, for sure. Go check it out for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The police in Cardiff, Wales got a call after a family spotted a man in body armor with a sword in a park. So cops rushed to the scene, approached with guns drawn, at least until they saw the guy. Turns out it was a 20-year-old dude, Lennon Thomas. He was dressed up as a medieval knight, and he was practicing his sword fighting skills for his live-action role-playing adventure.
Oh, he was LARPing. LARP practice.
Okay. When the cop showed up, guns drawn, he almost pooped himself.
Well, yeah.
He was terrified.
I bet.
I'm not really a vampire hunter.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's a fake sword. It's fake body armor. Jesus.
There's a picture of him with the cops. The armor and the sword were fake, by the way, so he didn't even get charged with anything.
Right, right.
And the cops were nice enough to take a picture with him there.
Jeez.
Look, like the full SWAT team shows up, guys.
Well, because
look,
this is how it's done over there, right?
They're armed to the tits.
It is highly awkward to be in a cape while you're being arrested.
I'm going to be honest. He's got quite the getup, but I think you can tell that his getup is... Does that look like it's just a fake robe?
No, I think it's a real robe.
Do you think that's real armor?
Yeah.
Like, real,
the armor's
at least looking?
Fake, but the robe's real.
Yeah, the robe's real. What I was trying to figure out if the legs are actually his legs or if they're just drawn on some kind of skirt.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, that's
yeah, like almost like an armor snuggie.
Like a, yeah, like a...
I think he's got full cosplay, huh?
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. If I had that kind of cosplay, you'd see me in a park every week.
I think he's got to have real armor on,
it
too.
Must
look
be.
At that cloak.
Yeah,
like,
the cloak,
you know,
is
a very authentic cloak.
It's actually pretty sweet.
It's like something straight out of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. He spent money on it, which is why he's showing it off.
Well, he was practicing his moves.
This is the best thing that's happened to him.
So what is he, I mean, what is his live-action role-playing adventures? Like, is he doing that online? Or do these...
No. Like, they meet up in a park. Like, what
like
I
what
did that,
did.
One,
yeah,
that
right.
one day.
You're still doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, mediocre at best at swordplay.
So there, when they get together, what do? They pretend to stab each other, and if you get pretend stabbed, you're dead?
They have to defend the king. They have to defend their leader,
exactly
the kingdom,
it.
Against okay. the opposing kingdom that's coming in on their turf.
Like, if I used my axe and I axed you in the arm, the guy would then pretend almost like that I took his arm.
His arm is taken off.
His arm.
He can't use his right arm to defend himself.
Right.
It's like a pretending.
Yeah. And I will say this. When I was LARPing, there was definitely like me who was, I was a total badass. And then there was another guy. He was clearly the best of the LARPers. You know, he was definitely their leader of men. He had all the sick stuff. He had all the moves. he took it a little bit more seriously than every other LARPer. Mm. But you could tell he was their LARPing leader. It's who I battled in my LARP battle. I killed
Were you victorious?
Yeah, but it was all set up. He would have slayed me in a minute.
He had real LARPing moves. Picture up at DaveInjectTheFreak.com, you could see that he would poop himself when they showed up.
Yeah.
He would be terrified.
He's a fairly small man.
Yeah.
He's a tiny little nerd man.
Mm-hmm. Those cops are like, you quite a bitch, I am.
Look at the cop laughing at him. Like, they're all kind of laughing, yeah, really.
That's really funny. Like,
you're such a stupid moron.
He's got a little robe on.
Look at you, you little medieval knight.
Yeah, you know they're making fun of him.
We've got the report of a little girl here. She's dancing around with her sword.
Well, like, okay, so the guy in the middle, the cop in the middle, is looking at him and laughing right at him.
Right at him.
And then the guy on the right has his phone. He clearly took a photo of him. Mm-hmm. And he's looking at his phone like, I can't believe this guy here.
So look how stupid he is.
I got a machine gun.
Yeah.
He's got a little Pussock sword.
Yeah, they have machine guns. And I'm sure he wet himself under that armor snuggie.
Those are like highly tacticalized cops, too.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Get down and get down.
They're ready to go.
Oh, my God, yeah. They're ready for all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
They were lucky they just got the little LARPer.
Dude, a tiny little guy.
Poor little guy.
Little guy mm-hmm. with his fake sword and his fake armor.
Mm-hmm. Look at it.
Fun. We're going to stick in England for this next story, or in the UK, rather. And here is a question for you. Have you almost died during sex? How did that happen for you? If you have a story you can share with us, you can reach out 1-855-954-6969. That's toll free, 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969 or email us, email@DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. How did you almost die during sex? Now, I understand people wanting to spice up their sex life, but there's a difference between let's try role playing to let's have sex somewhere with a chance of death, a fairly good chance of death. Last week, a freight train conductor spotted a couple having sex on some railroad tracks in England. Now, luckily, no trains were slated to go across the specific track that couple was on. But trains did go by on other tracks around them.
Wow, so there was like a train barreling down on them, and they still didn't even think to, hey, we should move over to the side or whatever. They were still just on the track that they chose.
On the track. That's about to be some sort of, like, fetish,
like,
right?
A thrill. Like,
it's just a thrill. Probably. It's like a,
death fetish? Sex like death
that.
Fetish?
Something like that.
Yeah.
The couple ran off as the cops started to arrive on the scene. A source from the railroad company said they are obviously looking for a quick thrill, but if a train had have come on that particular track, they definitely would have been killed.
Oh, yeah. Rolled on up.
Yeah, that's a wild place.
Sliced and diced.
They'll cut right through you.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that put an end to that erotic moment pretty
soon. Oh, yeah.
Nothing erotic about being halved.
No. No.
No, there is not. God, I've just never had that in me. I mean, I guess you guys won't be too shocked, but I'm not. There's no thrill to me in risking my life. I don't need to do that. Thankfully, I guess I don't need to do that in order to have erotic moments.
No, right. The only time you were on train tracks, you were passed out alone.
Yeah, which is you're still so lucky. You're
alone.
So lucky to be alive.
I am incredibly lucky.
You are.
Yep.
I was a young drunk Dave passed out on a train track.
Just lucky to be alive.
Yeah, no sex.
Yeah. Nowhere near as lucky. Super sad, actually, when you think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't know. You weren't doing it for the thrills. You just didn't realize.
No, I was just tired and wasted. I didn't even know. Like, this seems like a good place to lie down. I've had two peach schnapps.
Don't say that, Dave.
I'm peach kidding.
I've got a belly full of snaps. I think for train tracks would be a fine place to lay my head for a while.
Two shots of schnapps.
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 yeah, it was. I'm sure there wasn't. I didn't have much in me, though, to get that drunk, because I'm a real easy drunk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm incredibly lucky. I did not die on the train tracks that day.
Yeah, that's a crazy place to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I never really. I mean,
danger and sex.
You know, like I could understand some like, oh, will you get caught here type of stuff, like a little voyeurism, like voyeuristic stuff, right? But danger, like cliffside, like cliff face, you know, in a lion's den. No, none of that.
The only thing dangerous, the women themselves.
Oh. Just that's the only thing story. Dangerous is my heart stopping.
Now that's the danger.
That's the danger.
I'm going to have to work out before I do it again.
So the question is, how did sex almost kill you? Again, if you want to chime in, 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. We'll start with Tony here. Hey, good morning, Tony. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Chuck. How you doing?
We're doing good.
I was back in the 90s when I was a corporate security guard. I met this yoga instructor, beautiful girl, incredible body. Back to her house, started having sex. And her legs were up in the air, my arms around her. And I guess I was making her scream. I'm not bragging or anything, but she was screaming really loud. So her pit bull comes running around the corner and grabs me by the arm and starts shaking like an alligator and just mauling my arm.
Oh, my God.
It took 14 stitches just to get my arms back together. To this day, I still have a little muscle problem in my forearms, but I don't regret it at all.
No. Oh, my God.
Still worth it.
What?
Lasting effect.
Still worth it. He was like, forget it. Just chew it off. I'm almost done.
I mean, this dope girl had an incredible body. I mean, this was like top patch, maybe a 9. And, I mean, probably the best I ever had. And when that pit bull grabbed me, it just seized everything. Like, your whole body seizes. Like, you can't do nothing. And he just started shaking and shaking. And my arms just flying back and forth, slapping a couple of times for myself in the head. I mean, it was so painful.
Dude, okay.
He's a good boy.
Did you... were you done by then, or were you not done yet?
No, I was not done at all.
No.
Did you ever get another chance with that chick?
Oh, yeah. I dated her for like another 2 years, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She owed you at least one more.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. I love listening to you guys. I'm a long-time listener. And I want to cut it off so I can hear more of you guys.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Tony. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day, man.
At least he got to have sex with her many times after that.
Yes, yeah. But that was one and done if that was the only time he was destroyed by a pit bull attack. That's horrifying.
Pit bull just doing his job.
Right? Pit bull thought mommy was in trouble.
Yeah, mommy's screaming. I mean, it comes flying in there, does his job. Good boy. Yeah. Good boy. Now let go. Oh, boy. Please let go.
She's got to talk to that dog.
No, she does. Yeah. Oh, what a terrifying moment.
He's doing his job.
From the best to the worst, right? This guy was like high. Devastating low.
Yeah.
We're talking about how you almost died. How did sex almost kill you? Someone said, I just had major surgery on my ears, nose, and throat. That night, to make me feel better, my wife started to ride me.
Jesus, let me, give me a second.
You see, you're like...
You unsatiable woman, you can't help it. You'd be so mad at your penis for going along with it.
Exactly.
You're in so much pain, but he's like, I'm fine.
After finale, my ears popped.
Oh no.
And my throat started to swell.
Oh, jeez. Almost killed him.
Yep. Had to be rushed to the hospital. I tore internal incisions.
Well, come on, dude.
A week in the hospital.
Oh, man.
Ear, nose, and throat guy did not have a good night.
He had a wife almost rode me to death the other day. I said,
I just got home from surgery on my ears, nose, and throat. And my wife just have sex with me. I was basically unconscious, but she rode me until I had a ear-shattering orgasm.
don't understand it.
Oh my God. I just can't imagine like Amber jumping on after I had my gallbladder out.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like,
I can imagine you'd be like, what are you doing?
Can't do that.
She's just holding your mouth shut.
There's a sentence in there.
She's like, shut up. She's getting hers.
Stitches.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay, you've left the hospital after your surgery and then you're rushed back later that night. Like, do you say she banged me back to this situation? Like, what do you do?
I guess you have to.
You'd
right?
have to. You'd have
to. I need to know
you
what happened.
Sex would be fine, but it wasn't. I popped.
Wife broke me. That's how I know.
Yeah.
It's like a horror movie.
It is.
Yeah. Stitches inside your face.
Mm. Ooh. And they just pop.
Ears,
open.
Nose, and throat all at the same time.
Everything popped when she wrote me.
Like, think about this. I say I had to go and get a filling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right after that, I'm not really even
in the
too
mood.
Hip on, you know, half my face is numb. I'm like not thinking
just
about
from
banging.
A
it's not really
from
a
filling,
hot look,
right?
Like, you know, like you have the drool in your.
I got, look like I've got Bell's palsy, and I want to have sex. Not really. You know, and that's not even ears, nose, and throat at the same time with internal stitches.
No, bad idea, my friend.
Oh, man.
Bad idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're talking about this couple in England that had sex on railroad tracks and were lucky enough not to get run over. How did sex almost kill you is the question. And Colby's joining us from Salt Lake City. Good morning, Colby.
Good morning.
So what happened?
So me and my wife were on a date, and we went to the bar, and we were coming home, and my wife got all hot and bothered, and we pulled over, and had sex in front of a house, and then we got done and we were heading home, and she wanted to keep going, so she jumped on me while I was driving, and there was a car coming and I had to swerve out of the way. We almost rolled.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a, like kind of a tale as old as time. There's so many of those. Tried to do too
road
much stuff in the car.
So I mean, you pulled over. Why didn't you just stay pulled over
she
and finish
She was back
it
at it. She wasn't done.
Exactly. She was not done. She wanted to keep going.
So you were done, but she wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I see. Okay. They're killing us almost all the time.
Yep.
Corey's with us here.
We put ourselves in danger.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing okay. So the question is, how did sex almost kill you?
So it actually wasn't me, but 20 years ago, my dad had a brain aneurysm, and he had to have emergency surgery, ambulance, whole nine yards. And I just recently found out a few years ago that my parents were actually having sex when that happened.
Of course.
Oh. Yep. So I'm traumatized, but he's okay now.
So what did they tell you all these years?
I guess we never thought about it. They were in the living room. I was upstairs in my bedroom. Obviously, I was a teenager at the time, so I didn't care what was going on. I had my boombox flaring because I'm old like that, but I don't know what I thought. I thought he was cleaning because he has OCD real bad, and we never really asked, like, oh, what was going on? And then at dinner a few years ago, it came out that that's what they were doing, and I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
Like, I did not know that. Like, that's what was happening. We never thought, like, I was a teenager. I never asked, oh, what were you guys doing?
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah, that's crazy. So. I mean,
yeah. Thanks for calling in, Corey. Have a good day.
Yeah,
it's
no
happened
problem. Thank you too.
So many stories of, you know, guys almost dying during banging, or like that's how Matthew McConaughey's dad went out. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta know the old ticker's okay, and
just give it a slow it down if you see stars. You know?
Yeah. Hopefully you're not ready to pop anywhere.
Some people push through that, right? Because they're just, they don't want to ruin the moment. They figure they'll be okay.
Not so I don't want to be rushed to the hospital with an erection. I really don't.
I know. I know.
Hopefully it goes away by the
time. I'm pretty sure it would.
Yeah.
Right away. What if it's froze there?
Unless it's froze.
I don't know
hate
what
to think about it.
I hate to see it. It's super unprecedented.
Yeah. The question is, how did sex almost kill you? This guy said, had a piercing get ripped out of my junk.
Jesus.
He said, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to kill you, but I wouldn't want to go through it.
No, the pain would be intense. Couple of texts here. Traveling cross-country, went to see the Grand Canyon. We ended up banging on the side with her right near the edge.
No.
I can't believe now that there were no fences or borders of any kind. It wasn't until after I learned how many people actually die each year by falling from there.
Yeah, I mean...
See, I don't have that in me. I don't need the thrill of banging at the edge of the Grand Canyon. No.
The whole thing doesn't have fence around it, right?
No.
No.
No, none of the parts that I've seen or I visited, they were like, you could walk literally right to the edge.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Even in the biggest tourist locations.
No.
But some people get off on that, I guess.
Yeah.
Someone else said, my girlfriend and I were having sex. She kept a gun under the pillow. And as she was riding me, the gun went off right under my head. Needless to say, the gun was the only thing to go off that night.
Well, yeah.
That ruins it. That's over.
That ruins it.
It's not really gun safety.
No, it's not.
Holy hell.
It's a boner killer.
Oh, my God.
A gunshot? Yes.
I can't imagine how loud it would be, too, like just right on the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, right pillow's not enough to muffle.
No. You wouldn't be ready for it.
He probably has a gun under your pillow like that.
Nope. No. Wow.
How many people have guns right under their pillow right now?
So many people.
A lot of people.
Too many.
Well, actually, probably not. Like, if you're there, it's close.
Yeah.
It's close to their pillow.
My dad probably has his pillow and then a pillow that's just full of guns.
Right. That's his hug pillow. It's full of guns.
It's his guest pillow. Mm.
Someone said that he almost banged a girl out a hotel window as they were having crazy drunk sex.
Well, we heard of, there was a couple that fell, right?
And that's right.
Did one of them die and one of them lived because they landed on the other one?
The one cushioned the fall.
Yeah.
I think the dude lived, right?
Was it the dude that lived?
I think the dude
landed on the bottom. Oh,
God. Yeah, that's a twist.
Oh, that is a twist. Paul's with us now. Hey, Paul, the question is, how did sex almost kill you? What's your story?
So I had a Bumble date. It was the first date. And she came over. We didn't have dinner or anything.
No.
Making out. Shirts were off. Mm-hmm. This isn't a brag story.
Uh-huh.
And she started to seizure.
Oh, no.
I waited for a little bit hoping that she would calm down. Actually had to drive her to the emergency room. They gave me the form to fill out for her because they took her back, and I didn't know her last
name. Don't know anything.
Medical history, allergies.
No.
You met her 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's when you just put someone in a wheelchair and you push them through the door, I guess. Like, she had a seizure. Tape a little note on. She had a seizure. And you're on your way.
Yep.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good day.
You've got like a hoodie on. You're like,
Jeezy.
Jesus.
I can't imagine.
You don't need to be involved. And now you're involved in someone's personal medical drama. No. You just met them.
You can't just leave them, can you?
He left her for a little bit right on the floor or whatever. He just, he was just observing her for a little bit, hoping she was going to come back through. He did. He was just like,
No, he did. Yeah.
I don't know.
He admitted that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
a wild night. I guess it's a gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah.
You're seizing. I will watch you.
Let's see if this wraps up soon. I'll have to do something.
I hope this wraps up.
Oh, yeah.
How inconvenient. You know, I mean, the first time, and now I'm involved in all your drama, and God, now you're going to call me after, and...
Okay. first Bumble date, girl has a, she seizes up on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
Probably is.
I mean, she didn't come over and took her shirt right off for you.
Right. I mean, she did right. She did some good stuff.
Yeah, but.
But I don't need
real risk.
A lot of medical dramas.
Real risk.
Caesar Susie,
yeah.
I don't need in my life anymore.
I get it.
I got enough going
on. I get it.
All right. Let's go to Greg in Boston. Hi, Greg. How did sex almost kill you?
Well, it actually wasn't me. It was a couple that we responded to. I've been a paramedic for 29 years, and this happened years ago. So we show up to the house and for what was reported as a head injury, and we were met by a male party outside. He had kind of a makeshift cast on his arm, and we were confused by that. So he immediately brought us in the house to where his either wife or girlfriend was splayed out on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a head injury, and he broke his right arm. Long story short, they were on the floor, and the TV fell off of the cabinet right next to them. He tried to block the TV with his arm, and it knocked her in the back of the head. Unbelievable.
Oh, those old-school TVs. Right. I watched the guy almost die by one.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, my God.
I hit him right in the head. Yeah, we had a guy in our old newsroom.
Thanks,
we had a guy in our old newsroom that Dave was working in the newsroom, and it was a precarious... Let's just say this. Safety wasn't a big thing in this other place.
No.
And there was a file cabinet or something, some kind of news cabinet, and a giant old-school TV like that your parents would have had back in the day. The thick, big, thick TV, probably, you know, 200 pounds is on top. It falls and smashes into this guy's head, and he's instantly KO'd and knocked out.
He's on the ground.
Instantly knocked out on the ground. But the TV is about to fall, but
it's
it is
still hanging in by the cord plugged in.
The cord is the
cord
only
is somehow
thing
holding it.
Stopping it from falling and crushing this man like to death.
Oh my God.
It would have been a it would have been a 6 foot fall, right? Like and to crush him right to death. And Dave just swore at him. Dave just called him every word in the book. He called him an effing a-hole.
I called him an effing bastard. I called him an a-hole.
Yeah, he yelled at him.
My shock makes me swear at you.
Yeah. Dave was furious at this guy for being knocked out cold.
And instead of rushing to help him, everyone else in the newsroom was just flabbergasted. I was just insulting him.
Yeah.
They all turned to look at me like I was just evil.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Well, he's in a knocked out haze, and he's like, angels are mean.
Oh, this dude was out cold on the ground.
He was out cold,
like gone.
Eric in Tampa, you're up next. How did sex almost kill you?
So I was with this girl. I was 19 years old. She had candles all over her apartment, you know, the bedroom where we were having sex. And the bed broke, and it broke the nightstand, and the candle fell on the comforter and caught the comforter on fire.
Oh.
So I had to grab the comforter and throw it out of the apartment so it didn't catch the rest of the apartment on fire.
God. Oh, my God. You literally
don't want to...
You don't want to
deal with fire. You don't want to deal with any kind of large fire type of scenario.
Yeah. It's not in your bed.
No.
They don't make beds like they used to. You got to make sure they are sturdy before you get to banging.
You really pound those things to
I'm just saying, like, you don't want to destroy a bed. Like, if you're on a cheap little IKEA bed, you better be careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Particle board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't hold
up.
Put
those wood
well.
Slats in there.
Chris is in Battle Creek. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So the question is, how did sex almost kill you?
So back in, I believe it was 2006, I was with my first wife. I had my tonsils taken out. And at the age of 23, they tell you when you're older and you have your tonsils taken out, it's a longer recovery time. Well, me being young and dumb and full of ego, wife wanted some that night, and we started going at it. And it turned into I coughed, and I accidentally coughed blood on like the side of her head.
Oh.
And then I realized I was spitting blood. Like, it was just not just a little bit. I mean, I was like some kind of exorcist spitting blood.
Yeah.
So we get dressed. We rush to the hospital, and the hospital was on base at the time, so I was in the Army. And she's doing like 90 miles an hour up to the gate. Gate guards are freaking out. I'm holding a large cup filled with my own blood in it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just on my way up to the hospital, guys. And they're like, oh, Jesus, go through, you know. So we get there, and they look at my throat, and they're like, yeah, we need to recauterize it. So they put me in the chair and start, like, electrocuting the back of my throat while I'm, you know, freaking out as to what's going on. They tell the nurse to go get a vial of morphine. They inject me with morphine. I'm still getting, like, impromptu electroshock therapy on my throat. They ended up having to wheel me back up to the operating room where I spent 2 days in recovery in just, like, this painkiller-induced 2-day recovery.
Yeah. Listen, the lesson we're learning this morning is don't bang right after surgery.
No.
I can't believe we have to tell people that.
No.
But we do. You can't go through surgery and then get to banging right away.
No, you
got to chill for a little bit.
Give it a minute.
Someone else texted that they were camping. Said, wife and I start to get busy on top of a picnic table when a mama bear and her cub come out of the forest behind us.
No. Good night.
We jumped up quickly and ran into the camper. You should have been fine there, I think, as long as, you know.
Well, it's the cub thing that makes it scary. Because the
right?
cub could be like, hey, I want to interact with you. And then the mom's like, well, now I got to kill you.
Right.
Because you're close to my cub. Yeah.
Right. The cub thinks you want to play.
Yeah.
You don't want that. This one's nuts. Listen to this couple. We were having sex underwater, sharing an oxygen tank. She started hogging the oxygen, and I passed out and almost drowned. The sex was awesome from what I remember. It just ended bad.
Mm. Was it really?
I don't think so.
It's in the water.
I don't think so.
It really? Doesn't seem like the best time.
No.
No. You know, I'm drowning.
Yeah.
I can barely breathe.
Starting to bend and things.
You know?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No.
I don't think so.
Water sex ain't great.
I'm trying to float. I'm trying to swim desperately.
Come on.
And do you?
You don't want a girl that'll hog the oxygen tank.
Well, no, you don't.
You're going to watch
it. Oh, my God, I killed you.
Jeez.
Oh, my God, you need to breathe? Chad's in New Hampshire. Hi, Chad.
What's up, guys?
We're good, dude. When did sex almost kill you?
Well, it almost killed my wife.
Okay,
Avid gun owner in New Hampshire with the rest of my brothers up here.
Uh-huh.
There's always something on the nightstand. But, you know, rule is nothing chambered. You know, be safe about stuff.
Right.
So it was my birthday morning. And I decided to get a little something, a little Hummer under the covers.
Hmm.
And she's doing her thing, and I decided to reach over and grab the bad boy. And, you know, maybe a little against the head thing might juice things up a little bit.
Oh, my Jesus.
Well, of course, she wasn't too thrilled about it, but right. It is my birthday, so
right.
I do get a gift.
Yeah.
So she was obliging for that, but oh, very, very unhappy with it. So long story short, everything done, laying back a couple minutes, and then she starts tearing into me about what's wrong with you, you maniac, you're sick, you're this,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I said, it's safe. This is 100% safe. That thing's like a rock. It's not loaded. It can't hurt you. Blah, 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 blah. So I stand up. I say, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? It's not dangerous unless it's loaded. And I pulled the trigger, blew a hole right in the floor. I missed my dog by about a foot.
Oh, my Chad, God. You son of a bitch. Oh, you're lucky you ever got laid again.
If I ended up killing her dog, she probably would have killed me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So just lesson learned. You can't be too careful with that.
Nope.
Well, yes.
With fire
yeah. Nope. Yep.
So I tried it again yesterday.
Super dumb.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm getting a Hummer under the covers, I guarantee you I'm not putting a gun against your head. All right? Let
right.
me put that out there.
The dog was probably just like looking through a bullet hole like, you guys need to chill out. That was scary.
I was just trying to nap.
And one more text here. Just had finished banging my wife. Aneurysm bust in my head.
Yep.
She had to revive me. Ended up spending 3 months in the hospital.
Thanks.
Thank God she was able to revive you.
Yeah.
Some wives would be like,
It's time to collect. It's time to collect.
And wait a couple minutes before we place this call. Oh. See how things play out over here.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.